When you
went? Well, no, never used nothing but wood, no coal, nothing, not cooking, but nothing. Heat the house either. Just get down and cut our wood. You can find plenty of rich lighted pine most everywhere out there in the woods.
You can't
then.
Go now.
Can't go now.
Because they even get the pine stuff and everything and haul them off now.
Old man George Miller was running a sawmill about a mile and a half from where we lived over there across Bear Creek. They said he was overbearing. He was easy to get mad and fly off down, but he paid what he owed. And he had five men working out there in the log woods. But one of them was about 60 years old. He still worked good. One morning, one night, it was awful cold, and back them days you could find plenty of rich lighted pine out there on them ridges, you know, just plenty of. They went out there, them, I think there's six of them working out in the woods. They had a big crew back them days, and it was, set the grounds for just as hard as a brick. And they cut them up some of that pine and built them up a big bar. The blaze was up high as your head. They'd all stand there, turn around, warming. They looked and see down through there pretty good feet, and they saw him coming walking in a hurry. And they knowed he was going to get mad because he was standing around the bar and done past work time, you know. And when they said when he saw the bar, he straightened up a little bit. And every one of them run and went to work but this old man. He just stood there and come and turned around and there was a, they said it was a pine limb about as big as this, about 10 foot long. So it broke off. Tree top or something else. And said just before we got up that far, this old man that owned the mill grabbed that thing, come up there and just took it and just scattered that bar everywhere. And he turned around there. Says, Mr. did you build that fire? He says, no, I didn't build it, and if I had built it, whoop me.